This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. Hey, this is Bex on Fun Kids. I am joined by the author, David Solomons. Hello.
Hello. Lovely to be here.
Thank you so much for coming in. Now, you've got an amazing book series on the go at the moment, and the fourth one is out. Is that right?
It is. This is publication day. It's very exciting.
It's your book birthday.
It is. Yes, the book birthday for My Arch Enemy is a Brain in a Jar, the fourth in the My Brother is a Superhero series.
So what is going on with Luke in this book?
Well, it starts off with a mysterious invitation, as most good stories do. And this one is an invitation to the Southwest's worst leisure park, Great Minds Leisure Park. And our heroes all receive the same invitation, and they get there and Luke smells a rat. He's convinced that something is up and that something is lurking beneath the water park, actually, with terrible plot to take over the world.
Because we should say previously, so Luke's brother, yes. Zach has had, he became like a superhero, right?
Yes, the setup is that Luke Parker would have loved nothing better than to become a superhero.
Yeah.
His good-for-nothing brother Zach couldn't care less about superheroes. And then owing to a terrible accident of timing, Luke needed a wee. And in the time that he was away, his brother was visited by Zorbon the Decider, given superpowers and tasked with saving the Earth. And Luke has never forgiven him, four books in.
I don't blame him, to be fair, because you would be livid, wouldn't you? If you're a fan of superheroes and comic books, and then your brother becomes a superhero you've read all about, you would be livid.
This is the great injustice in Luke's life, yes.
So he's also had some run-ins with his gym teacher as well, previously.
Yes, indeed, his gym teacher. His gym teacher in the titled My Gym Teacher is an alien overlord. There was an alien invasion of gym teachers in book two. And in fact, the gym teacher in question may make a little return in the current book in a slightly different form. I like bringing characters back. I think it's quite nice.
So with this book, you've got the baddie that he has to fight. Can you tell us what he gets up to? What does he do?
What does he do? That's a very good question. What happens is that they realise something is going on at Great Minds Leisure Park where something or somebody is trying to identify Starlad, the superhero, using a series of clever rides and puzzles. So, for instance, there's Mount Cleverest, which is a climbing wall and maths maze combined. It's a really terrible, terrible leisure park, and Luke hates going there. But his brother Zach, who is a bit of a brainiac, is very excited to be there. And they realise that someone is trying to identify Starlad for nefarious purposes, and that leads them to discover. See, this is the problem. Spoiler territory. How far can I go to discover? Well, there's no surprise. There is a brain. She is in a jar. Her name is Migraine. And she has a desire to escape from her prison. And I'm not going to say any more.
Nicely said. I've got to say, because I always find it difficult with books. I'm interviewing authors because I'm like, I don't know how much to give away and how much you want to kind of protect for the reader.
Yes.
A little bit.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And with this, I like to throw a lot of plot at my stories and lots of twists and turns. I think it's quite dangerous to say too much because then I end up telling you everything. I want to tell you everything.
Well, this is what I was going to ask. Is there another one in the series? Is this like a long-running thing now with Luke?
This book is the penultimate book. So the final book will be out next year.
Can you give us any sneaky hints about that one?
Absolutely not.
It's worth a try. It's fair enough. You must be a big fan of comics and superheroes yourself because you've written for Doctor Who as well a little bit, haven't you?
I have. This year I was asked, I got the most amazing phone call to say, do you like Doctor Who? And I kind of fell off my sofa. And so, yes, I have been writing for Doctor Who and I am a big science fiction fan. Oddly, I would say I wasn't growing up much of a superhero fan, which comes as a huge shock to the reader. So I had to do a lot of research and I had to find out. I mean, I knew a bit about Spider-Man and Batman, but in the course of the research, it was hilarious. I would come across these superheroes I had never heard of. And frankly, talking to children, they'd never heard of. So have you come across Arm Fall-Off Boy, for instance? So Arm Fall-Off Boy was a real superhero in the sense that he was in a comic.
He existed.
Two issues he lasted. And
I wonder why.
I wonder why too. Yes. So I like to talk about the rubbish superheroes as well as the really good ones. And I discovered lots of fascinating things. Do you know why Superman wears a cape?
I do not know.
Yeah, so I discovered this lately. And apparently, the creators, the writer and illustrator of Superman back in the 30s, they wanted to be able to show their superhero flying at speed. And in order to give that impression, they thought a rippling cape will do the job. So that's the only reason Superman has a cape.
That makes sense. But yeah, that is a weird reason, isn't it, when you think about it? Yeah.
Because he doesn't need it.
Doesn't need it. And also he probably gets trapped in some doors or something
Absolutely,
like that.
Absolutely,
Probably not too helpful.
It's dangerous things.
Yeah. I do love about the book that, you know, poor old Luke, he is a big fan of superheroes, but it's not him who gets all the good stuff.
No. It's all about missing out. I think, it was inspired by me becoming a dad, actually, and my son is also called Luke, and I held this little wrinkly creature in my arms, and I felt this great need to write him a story, and I kind of one of those stories where it's all going to be okay even if you're not the chosen one. And that's what came out of it, and it's important for me that the hero is not the one with superpowers, really. He's a very ordinary kid who's actually super smart. I don't think Luke Parker appreciates quite how smart he is, and at figuring his way through past these terrible foes. But he is an ordinary kid, and that appealed to me. That was the impetus.
Oh, that's lovely. And I also have to ask, is the holiday park based on anywhere in particular, anywhere you've been to, which has been a bit dodgy?
I think that gets me into... yeah, in danger of being sued, yes.
Okay, so that's a firm yes. Good, okay, excellent. Now, with every author, I do a kind of quick fire round of questions. Is it possible to do that right now with you?
Yes, yeah. I am a very slow author, but you can try a quick fire one with me.
Oh, let's see how it goes. Okay, first, books or Kindles?
Books.
Every author says that, yep. Heroes or villains?
Heroes.
Bit of time.
Hard to think.
David Tennant or Matt Smith?
Tennant.
Oh, that was... Okay, good. I'm a Doctor Who fan as well, so I was just intrigued about your answer. Film adaptation or TV adaptation?
If I'm writing them, TV adaptation.
Okay. Writing or reading?
Writing.
Writing. Glasgow or Dorset?
Dorset.
Dorset, good. Hogwarts or Narnia?
Narnia.
Laptop or write by hand?
Write by hand.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but only lately. Yeah, thanks to Philip Pullman. Yes. Anyway,
okay.
Yes.
No, it's interesting. Roald Dahl or Jacqueline Wilson?
Probably Jacqueline Wilson.
Bookshop visit or school tour?
School tour, which will come as an amazing surprise to anyone who knows me, and I'm a terrible public speaker, and actually I've grown to love doing that. That was not a quickfire answer, sorry.
No, it's fine. Batman or Spider-Man?
Spider-Man. So Spider-Man, because it was the only one I occasionally got a comic, and they had a mask on the front, but in those days it was more like a paper bag, and I vividly remembered leaping up and down the stairs with effectively a paper bag on my head for about a week. So Spider-Man's gonna be
safety first.
Yeah.
And the big one finally, salt and vinegar or cheese and onion?
Cheese and onion.
Oh, you were so close.
Did I not win the prize?
No, it's just the last question let you down. Salt and vinegar fan personally, but I'll let you off. I'll let you off. It's fine.
Thank you very much.
David, thank you so much for coming into the studio. And we should say that my arch enemy is a brain in a jar.
It's a tricky one.
It's out right now, though. Everybody should go get it.
Please do.
Fab, thank you so much for popping by.
My pleasure.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.